for questions and 60 seconds for a response. Is there any discussion on that?
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
What's your point of order?
Can you instruct all the members, not to shout and not to say obnoxious things to any members and wait till they have the floor?
I've said because that before. I will caution everybody. Do not. Do not speak unless you're recognized. And do not make editorial comments and do not question the motives of other people. Okay. Is there any objection to 60 seconds questions and 60 seconds responses? Is there objection to that? Okay. No objection. Okay. We'll now proceed. What's the stack? Janet, you want to call? Who is the stack that wanted to ask a question? Who is the first person? I didn't hear them.
I heard John Riley first, but I think maybe somebody else was first, but I don't know. I was not, people were just jumping out. Riley, I didn't know.
Okay, who was John Riley? Is that correct?
I think I'm going to withdraw my question. I'm feeling ill, so I think I'm going to drop off the call. So
who is
thank
that?
You very much anyway.
John Riley?
Who is that?
Yes, John Riley. Yeah, I feel ill. I have a terrible lung problem, so I got to go. Sorry. Bye-bye.
Okay, anybody else have a question? They want to ask a question?
R. Paul Martin.
Okay, R. Paul Martin.
Ralph was second.
Okay, well, R. Paul Martin, you have a question you want to ask?
Yes, I do have questions for both the general manager and the interim executive director. General manager, since the local finance committee met, we are still operating at a deficit, but it is a lesser deficit than seems to be getting put out by others. And in terms of the current on-air fundraiser, after 10 days, the tally I get from management's information is $88,070. So we're actually averaging $8,807 a day, which is about $800 short of your goal, I believe. And for the interim executive director, has she informed the Pacifica National Board of the contents of a letter she was sent on December 15th, 2015 by the LSB? That's it.
Okay, I don't know if Lydia want to go or Bill. We get 60 seconds apiece.
Sorry, I thought I was muted. Sorry, folks.
Who is that?
I don't know what the letter is. I receive many a letter every day.
Okay.
So, Apple, correction, we are averaging, as I said before, $9,266 a day. So whatever number you have is wrong.
It's your number.
Excuse me?
The number you have posted. I take the dailies. This is from the daily numbers you're posting. So I can send the PNB the spreadsheet.
Okay, Bertil, did you want to respond to that?
I'm giving you my numbers. I'm looking at them right now on the internet. Let me see if I can find those things somewhere. And these are my numbers. What happens is when we post numbers for the staff to know and things like that, they're never 100% accurate because we look at premiums, but we don't, we cannot take into consideration every single donation. So,
okay. Okay, who is the next person to ask a question on the guest list?
Okay, Chair, this is Janet. So I have Ralph, and then Jim, and then Sharon. Those are the only ones that I have.
Okay, Ralph?
Yes, Alberto, when you opened with your projection of the amount of money that was coming in, and which was as proven to be incorrect, coming out of your mouth. And the second question, part of that question is that you would be even, or the station would be even in 3 months. Do we have 3 months? And so the two part of the question is the projections satisfy those, and how do you figure we have 3 months to get even? That the station is safe for 3 months. That's it.
Yes, Bert.
Okay, so
that's it.
I'm trying to understand the question. So the question is saying that
you opened up with a projection of the money that was coming in, which by your own words was not true. You said maybe. Then the second part of the question is, if those projections catch up, do we have a guarantee of 3 months? You said we would be even in 3 months. Do we have 3 months' time in the station to make these projections? And I guess this could be answered by someone else.
Bertil, did you want to respond?
From the National Board.
Yeah. I don't understand the part where my projections were wrong.
You admitted that it was a guess.
Okay. We're not going to have back and forth.
Okay.
You started off with $10,000. And then you said, well, maybe 10, 9, et cetera. Given that this is reality, the second thing is you said we had 3 months to catch this up. Do we have 3 months?
Or I think we're going over time.
I think they'll be cut off before 3 months.
Okay, okay, we're running out of time. Bertil, did you have any other quick response, and then we'll go on to the next question.
Okay, quick response is we are making $9,266 a day. For the past 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40.
So,
okay. So, go to the next question. Okay, so the next question is, we are doing better than projected in the budget based on recommendations that since we were like that we were supposed to project like 8,000. What was the budget again? 8,000 something?
So we have the 3 months we're talking about necessary to get even. Who's to say the signal's not cut off tomorrow?
Can answer
that question.
Based on my money projection, we will have plenty of money until the next drive to keep up, unless somebody decides to collect some big bills like the Empire State Building. Besides that, the way we're going, I'm thinking of extending the drive so that we can just have extra money to catch up and be ahead of the game, we will be fine.
Okay. Thank you, Bertil. Who is the next person, Janet, for the question?
Jim Dingaman.
Yes, Jim.
Yeah. Yes, hi. Thank you so much. Just a word. In the future, I'd hope that these kind of phone calls, which are great, be organized more competently, because I don't think it was organized that well. It was a big screw up. My question, I have several questions. First, to the interim executive director. I am completely opposed to LMAs, and I want to know where we're at in that process, because some people here at the station have indicated their support for LMAs, and all the research I did when I was chair of the community advisory board and hearings I did with other people showed that it would essentially lead to the selling of the station, and it indicates to me that there must be something going on, that some people have been promised jobs or not, and I'd like to know where we're at. Secondly, to Bertold, when I was chair of the community advisory board, we sent a recommendation to you to have a program council start to meet again. I was on the program council in the early 90s for 2 years. What was the status of that? What was the receipt of that? Because we've heard these issues of program committees being raised, and I just wonder what happened back then at the station at 120 Wall Street. And secondly, the board may not be aware of the fact that one of the things we did was we brought in literally dozens of people to deal with the premium problem.
Time.
So I want to know if you need the same kind of support to deal with the literally hundreds of premiums that are still outstanding, whether we need to make phone calls to people to try to resolve these issues in a fair way.
Okay. Lydia, you want to respond, and then we'll go to Virgil. 60 seconds.
Yes. No, nothing has been promised to anyone, and a decision has not been taken by the board to go with any particular LMA. We're trying to resolve the issue of WBAI. Not all of it is of its own making, obviously, given what we have to pay in transmitter costs and so forth. But there are other issues. For example, as a whole, in terms of our foundation, we are always in a very difficult position, if not impossible position, having to do with our insurance because of litigation. The two big judgments that have come down the pike that we still have on our books are from WBAI. The LSB in this past year obviously has been ungovernable as well, since it has not been meeting or able to make the decisions that it needs to make. So something has to give, whether it's an LMA, whether it's something else. The board
time.
Needs to.
Yeah,
No jobs have been promised to anyone because we haven't made a decision about the LMA. That's why you all were invited, is to get input. Thank you.
Okay, Virgil.
When I mentioned that before, when we started, as top management, I didn't want to be part of it because I wanted it to be kind of a neutral thing. So at 120 Wall Street, I had Catherine Davis, who was manager at the time and then a pro producer's advocate, called for the creation of a programming committee. We posted it. We printed those advertisements. We put them on all the walls at WBAI, and nobody showed up. And it was boycotted. So by the producer body. I don't know exactly. I'm making a generalization. So that's what that was, Jim.
Okay. Next question, Janet. Who is the next person?
Sharon. Okay. Now, I have a couple of questions, and one is, what work is being done to get the audits up to date and to get them done? Because that's a big holdup in terms of us being able to go out and get money, or the BAI to go out and get money, and other people to get money. We're losing money daily because the audits are not done. And also, if we are going to be, everything is going to be great in terms of the money coming in 3 months. With that money that's coming in, include the antenna, the insurance, and the archives.
Is that to the general manager?
It's to the general manager and anyone else who can answer the question.
Okay, Berto.
Well, for the audit, if that would be for Lydia to answer, and Efren. As far as money that's coming in, I just sent a spreadsheet to the whole body here. We have brought in $76,000 so far, $77,000 almost so far. And, out of that, we've paid about $17,000 in payroll. We paid $12,000. Empire State Building, about $8,500 in health benefits, and so on. So we spent a big chunk of it on premiums, and I'm actually calculating those here. So in other words, I didn't actually save the 11% of the premiums, but we've been paying for premiums and buying premiums.
It's time.
So I'm actually adding them up,
Okay.
Unless it comes all together.
Lydia, did you want to respond on the audit issue? Where we are with the audit?
Where we are with the audit? Well, they're still asking for other questions. Actually, what held it up last, I guess, was the questions about, again, some litigation that came out of BAI. And all of these cases are old. They predate both me as IED and in most cases before I was on the board. But but anyway, so getting the details about what has happened relative to our insurance deductible and so forth affects what has been booked in our Great Plains software as accrued debt, which is substantial given that we're talking about hundreds of thousands of dollars. And so that's what held it up. Fortunately, our consultant and prior CFO was able to shed some light and provide some, lead us to some documentation that clarified that. So I think that we're on our way tweaking. So that's where we are. And I keep thinking we're at the at the end because I provided everything that I had to provide as IED for the audit. So I think we're almost there. I keep hoping.
Janet, who is the next person?
I don't have anybody else.
Okay. William Hairwagon.
Oh yes, William.
Oh right, sorry.
Yes, that
one, no, yeah, I've been. I'm just adding myself now.
Did you have a question?
Yeah, I have. Well, more of a comment. I heard the interim executive director say that the.
Can you speak a little louder?
Could you speak up a little louder so everyone can hear you, William?
I'm trying. I'm right next to the phone, right by my mouth. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Thank you. The interim executive director said that the LSB at WBAI is not meeting. This is not correct. The LSB is meeting every month, and there are certain people who refuse to attend and instead go to lawsuits, which are the kind of things that Lydia was just, the interim executive director, was just talking about that caused problems with the audit and with the financing and trying to keep BAI and Pacifica alive. So we do have LSB meetings. Some people don't come. Thank you.
Okay. I don't know if Lydia Bertel want to respond to that. If not, we'll move on. Okay, any other questions? That's the last person that we have for questions.
Mr. Chair, we have
Norman.
Time.
We're out of time on this item.
Ralph, sir.
Who is that?
Ralph.
Oh.
I asked the first
time,
question.
I just want to extend a couple of minutes so he can ask his question.
Yes, extend for 2 minutes.
Does anybody want to extend for 1 minute since we have 60 seconds? Is there any objection to extending 1 minute to hear his question and a 60-second response?
Chair, yes. Janet, point of information.
Yes.
So didn't we say 60 seconds for the question and then 60 seconds for the response? So it would need 2 minutes.
Okay, yeah. Any objection to extending for 2 minutes just to hear his question and response? Okay, without objection, we're extending for 2 minutes just to hear your, what's your question, Ralph?
No, I'm going to repeat the question. I assume we're involved in a question and answer. We just can't say no comment. Otherwise, you can't answer the question or you don't want to answer the question, but it can't be no comment, can it? In this
well, what's
situation?
Your question or your response? So you have 6 seconds. What's your question?
The same question that I asked a moment ago, that we had, I had asked the issue that we opened with. There were no answers. Are we going to have a situation where no comment is acceptable? We have to have an answer, such as I can answer. Oh, I would rather not answer, not a no-comment answer to any of these questions. Could you comment on that?
The executive director of the GM, anyone you will want to respond to that?
I don't know what the question is. I think I already answered any questions. What is the question to me?
There were several questions this evening that there was no comment on.
Okay, Ralph, could you please just ask? He's asking what the question is if you want a response. What is your question?
Let it go.
Okay, Bertel, did you want to respond?
I already asked the question. Let it go.
Well, I'm not sure exactly what he's asking. He's asking, are we going to be around for the next 3 months? Is that what the core of the question? My answer is
basically,
yes.
This was the presumption that we opened.
Okay, so the question is, my answer is, there's no doubt. The idea is to be here for the next 3 months and to be in a stronger position. I believe we're going to be in a stronger position 3 months than we are right now.
Hi, Mr. Chair.
Okay.
That's an answer.
Tony?
Who is that?
Tony, this is Jim Dingman. One of my questions wasn't answered at all. I want to repeat
I'm sorry,
question.
Mr. Chair. Okay. We are out of time.
Okay, Adriana, I heard you. I was just going to respond. Yes, we're out of time. We're going to move on to the next item.
Well, one person is allowed to ask a question that I'm not. I mean...
Well, we're out of time on that item. Unless the P&B member extends, we're going to have to move on
Bill.
To that item. Bill?
Bill, would you extend 2 minutes so that Jim's other item can be answered?
Is there a second to extending for 2 minutes?
Second.
Second.
Does anyone object to extending 2 minutes?
I object. It's 10:30. Can we...
Okay, Madam Chair, can you call the roll for the extension?
Point of information, Mr. Chair. Who seconded?
I thought it was Bill that. Who seconded that?
No.
I thought Jonathan seconded.
Yes.
Okay, Madam Secretary, can you call a roll on the extension of 2 minutes?
Yes, Aaron. Can't hear you. Alexander?
Yes.
Yes. Bethune?
Yes.
Yes. Brown? Can't hear you. Castanave?
I'll withdraw my objection. Can we not spend 2 minutes voting on an extension of 2 minutes?
Castanave?
Tony, can you hear me?
Yes, we've started the voting. We might as well, unless there's objection, I wouldn't mind problem do it. If there's no objection, we'll extend for 2 minutes. Okay, no objection. We're extending for 2 minutes. Okay, who is that had the question?
Mr. Chair?
Dingman. Oh, God, let's go.
Lydia, you had a... With Lydia?
Yeah, well, now I know what the question was. And just for... I think it's an important clarification. There are no plans to close WBAI in 3 months, and there's no expectation that any of our stations are not going to be around in 3 months or any time in the future. There's been no discussion about dissolution, about bankruptcy, about we have not taken any votes on any of those things. As we know, we have substantial assets, some of which do not include station, at least one that does not include a station property. We're to be in that position, but we have taken other steps that we are looking at as well. And so I am happy to put that rumor to rest if that rumor is out there. But yes, we will be around.
That was not my question.
Okay, it was Jim. Okay. Jim, you have
not my question.
No. I was answering somebody else's question.
And she was responding to Ralph's question.
We heard. That's okay, it. The only person I heard that had a question that we extended for was that Jim.
That's right.
But what is your question? We can get a response and move on.
The question is very simple. As people know, when we were in the position of having an LMA put on us the last time, many people were mobilized to come into the station and help resolve premium problems. Do we need a mass mobilization of the listeners at this time to handle the premium problems the way we did several years ago? That's a question of Bertel.
Yes, Bertel.
I don't feel we have a premium problem. I think there's always a gross exaggeration of the premium situation on WBAI, if you want me to be honest with you. I mean, obviously, you know, we want to reduce the outstanding premium, but I don't think we have a premium problem. Okay? When we have cash issues, you know, we don't process the premium as fast, but I don't think we have a premium problem.
Mr. Chair, time.
Okay, what is that? Okay. We're out of time on this item. We have to move on to the next item on the agenda, which is LSB members' presentation, I guess, as I understand, is those who didn't present at the last meeting, Janet, and who are those individuals? 2 minutes each.
I'm not sure. I mean, the individuals who did not, Ralph Pointer.
Do you want some help?
Yes.
Yes. Sharon,
yes.
Chair,
Sharon, may Serene help?
Sure. Yes.
Yeah. So I know for sure that Sharon Salam, Lynn Stewart, and Ralph Pointer did not speak. Dacio, I don't know if we ever got connected. Did we ever get Dacio,
no.
Michael? Okay.
No, I got
voicemail. Okay. To my recollection, those are the only people who are here who did not speak last time.
Okay, so let's start with those, and it's 2 minutes each. We want to start with Sharon.
Can you come back to me?
Okay, who is the next person? Ralph?
Ralph Pointer and Lynn Stewart.
Right.
Okay, and then you have two.
Lynn won't be commenting.
Okay,
yes.
Ralph.
Lynn won't be commenting.
Okay, Ralph, you want to.
Sharon, you want to start? Yes.
No, she wants to go
back.
No, she passed. She's passed and wanted you to go. You want to go, Ralph?
Yes. One of the things that we had discussed specifically at our meeting was that there should be change, but there has to be a procedure for change. And that was incorrect when you answered that you did have a procedure and people did have notice. There was no notice, and people, you know, it caused great confusion. Now, in the future, are we going to have more open and direct requests for changes in the process, in programming? Yes or no would be sufficient. Hello?
Ralph, you just have finished your presentation.
Are we going to have a process for changing programming?
Okay, that's the end of the presentation. It did not happen. This is something that must happen. End of statement.
Well, with all due respect,
this agenda item is for WBAI LSB guests to give 2 minute presentations. It's not a Q&A.
That's correct. We're just going to hear.
Sorry, I just made a statement.
Okay. Next person is who is the next one? Sharon.
Okay. Well, one of the things that I'm interested in, along with many others, in terms of the funding and other things that's happening at the station, is the lack of response to our board meetings. I know there was a letter that was sent to you all asking for some kind of clarification or directions and some sort of kind of support in terms of the numbers of board members that have not been coming to the meeting since our last election. And we have not received a response from you regarding those issues. Now, if we were able to get some kind of a response, it might help us a lot in terms of giving us some kind of forward motion moving thing that could happen for us, because as it is now, we do not have a quorum, even though we do meet monthly to take care of as much business as we can take care of. So we are, in a sense, like in limbo in terms of not being able to fulfill our mandate. But we are also in limbo in terms of... What?
Could everyone mute their phones or whatever the technical difficulty? I'm sorry, that was some technical difficulty. You can continue.
Oh, okay. Okay, so what I'm trying to find out is, and to say that there needs to be, if other things like this happen in the future as it is happening now, organizing of the bylaws so that those situations like this can be able to be fixed, changed, so that the station continually has its board in place. Because we at DAI, even though we do have a lot of challenges, a lot of our challenges could be resolved if we had a board in place. We also sent you all some information regarding a packet that we wanted
this
to put
time.
In place.
Okay. I'm afraid we're out of time on that item. We're going to move on to the next item on the agenda, which is 10 minutes for PNB representative.
I'm sorry.
20 minutes.
I can't hear Michael.
20 minutes.
Michael, what was that you were saying?
I believe that Dacio Quintana is on the call now and was one of the people who hadn't spoken to him.
Okay. Is that person on the call?
Dacio?
Are you on the call? Calling a second. Is the person on the call who wants to do the presentation?
Dacio, are you connected? Okay, well, apparently not.
Okay, we don't have this, so we're going to have to move on to the next item that we have on the agenda, which is PNB representative asking questions of the LSB guests. We have 10 minutes on this item.
20 minutes, Mr. Chair. We changed it to 20 minutes.
Oh, I apologize. 20 minutes. So, do we have a stack for PNB members to ask questions for the LSB?
Bill?
Serene, but I feel as though I should let others go first.
We have Bill. Who else? Serene, you're going to hold back. And anybody else?
This is Michael.
Michael?
Adriana?
Janet? Okay, and we're still under the 90 seconds.
Nancy?
Nancy, and then we got 90 seconds question, 90 second response. Okay, Bill.
Okay, thank you. I guess it's more directed at our Paul. Berthold indicated he was sending us a spreadsheet with some details, but I don't see anything, any emails from him. So, our Paul, could you clarify the discrepancy between what you were saying was the fund drive revenue and what Berthold was talking about, if you can?
Yeah.
Or perhaps Berthold can explain it, but let our caller go first.
Okay.
I think I can extend it better than Oswald.
Can you now?
Well, the question is to LSB members. If our Paul want to refer to Berthold, then we'll go to him, but the question is to our Paul Martin.
Yes. Management posts.
Berthold is an LSB member, by the way.
Management posts the dailies, and so far there are 10 days worth posted. And from those, I have a tally of $88,070, which comes out to $88.07, which is a bit under the $88.75, which the non-existent budget was proposed. The previous budgets and non-adopted budgets have had significantly higher daily goals. This daily goal is much closer than usual because it's much lower than usual. In any event, I have us missing by under $100 a day. But if management has just said that the figures it's putting out on a daily basis are not quite accurate, that's something else. And I am looking, and I do see I got something from Berthold. Whom should I forward this to so that it gets to everybody on the PNB?
You can send it to Janet, or just PNB address, but Janet, the secretary.
Tony?
Who is that?
Berthold, yeah. 7785. Berthold did send it to Janet.
Okay. Janet, you can send it to the whole PNB if you haven't already.
I'm sorry, what is this that I was sent?
Our
he followed a spreadsheet. He just hit reply on the trail of the invitation. And or could this be sent to PNB at Pacifica.org?
Yeah.
Okay, Martin, could you just send it to PNB at Pacifica.org? Okay. Bertel, did you want to respond to that? Bertel.
Yes. Okay, so very quickly, Angela Katz does a manual count of the pledges coming in on a daily basis. So she goes by premium, mostly by premium that comes in per hour and so forth and so on. And then she does a little query on the website, and then she adds them up. So she's always missing a few pledges because you cannot get favorite shows and all of those things because there are no specific codes for them. You know, as you'll probably know, each premium has a code. So we search by codes and we add them up. So, but the thing that I sent to you is I sent it to you afterwards also. It's a screenshot of the fund drive for the past days. That's what's on the website. And as of right now, like just past 5 minutes, that's what's in there. You know, and that's it. So there's only a discrepancy. Also, there are certain pitch that are not really recorded here. For example, the Gary Noel retreat. Sometimes I'm on the male positive mind, and also some of the events are not recorded. So, but even without those, you know, this is where we are at. And we are at, you know, 9,266 average a day. We are at close to 11,000 today.
Okay, next person I have was Michael. Michael?
Yes. My question, I guess, to the OSB members or to Berthold is, has Berthold been attending the OSB meetings that have been called?
What was that? I'm sorry.
The OSB has been calling meetings every month. I'm wondering if you have been attending those meetings.
Most of them. I missed the last one because I was caught in the office in the middle of a dry situation, but I think I've gone to all of the other ones, and including the finance committee meeting, which I'm planning on not going back to the finance committee meeting because all they were doing is badgering me. Paul, you know, you are the witness. Wasn't that the case?
No, that was not the case. We were asking for things like balance sheets and various other financial items from you, which we've been asking for 2 years. And, yes, after asking for those basic financial reports for 2 years, people can get a bit annoyed about it. But I don't think it's badgering when we're asking for information that we're not getting.
Anyways, I'm not going to go to those meetings anymore.
You said you were.
You're asking for balance sheet that you know that you're not going to get because these are produced at the national level. We just work on the income statement. The balance sheets are supposed to be coming from the national office queries. They know that. And also, you know, the whole thing about what's your cash flow, how much cash you have, and what are your debts. You know, they always want to include all the money we owe the national office, all for 3 to 4 million, whatever it is, you know, which has nothing to do with, you know, like, you know, it's like we're always arguing about apple and oranges. You know, it's just
a point of order, I guess, Chair.
What's your point of order?
My point of order is this was an opportunity for PNB members to direct questions, and it got sidetracked by our Paul Martin's question. My other question, my other suggestion would be that if the general manager could provide the MEMSIS reports, it would clarify a lot about what is actually coming in.
Bertel, you want to respond with the question in terms of the Memphis reports? Could you? Bertel?
Yeah. I can run some Memphis reports, but, you know, they're not going to be accurate. I run some Memphis reports. But I don't understand how the Memphis report is related to the balance sheet.
Okay. I wasn't asking about the balance sheet. I have nothing to do with the balance sheet. I just think it would be the MEMSIS is the closest thing you get to an accurate report of what's coming in as listener proceeds from each fund drive.
Oh, what I just sent you is the gist from the website. That's the print screen of the website we just saw there.
Okay. Next person we have is Adrian.
Yeah.
Adriana.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I feel really sorry. I know that the PMB tried numerous times to make the WBAI LSE to solve their difference and met. After almost 8 months, only half of your LSE met. We have a lawsuit that is costing the foundation too much. Same that happened in the past. We put this meeting here because we want to hear from you people, from the WBAI representative, you represent your station, to tell us what you believe is the solution. The reality is, I speak by myself, but I feel that the rest of the PMB feel the same. I want to keep WBAI because I believe that it's invaluable for this foundation. But you need to understand that it's not any more money in the foundation to keep going if you cannot sustain your station. Not only sustain your station and really pay your bills, pay to the central services. I mean, I want you to understand that we are trying our best, but what we receive is just fights and people telling us if we want to close you up or not, a bunch of nonsense. We are trying, but this meeting and this September 22nd is making me believe that even no half of you come to this meeting and talk to us. But you want us from outside, from far, to solve the problem. When you cannot talk to yourself, we are asking you for solutions, but real ones.
Okay,
you know,
Adrian,
give us ideas. If not, I'm sorry, but we need to take some other decision. Thank you.
Next person I have is Janet.
Yes. So,
who is that?
This is Jim Dingman. Can someone respond to what Adriana said?
Yes, please.
Yes, you can respond. Yes, we have 90 seconds.
But Adriana, I think everybody in New York is well aware of the fact that this is a terrible drain on the whole system. My problem is that, and this is where we get into this question of changing the programming grid, is I'm one of the people who's most aware of how difficult the programming grid is in terms of it reaching a large amount of people. Everybody has to get together on the idea that we have to get to 5,000 people per hour listening to the station. Right now it's between 200 to 300 to 600. And unless people grapple with that in an honest, open way, it's nothing can be solved. And when we have fights over programming changes have to happen. Lou Hill said that if shows have mediocre listenership, they should be replaced. And the problem is that a lot of people don't want to confront that basic problem. How do we raise the amount of the audience to several thousand per hour so that we can get that percentage of listeners to support it? That, to me, is the most important thing and the most honest way for people of all factions to talk to between each other, and unfortunately it doesn't happen. But I share your chagrin about the fact that we are in a situation where we have to plead for people for money, and nobody in New York likes that. We're in New York City. We shouldn't have this problem.
Yeah, William Hairwagon, I'd like to add something.
Yeah, it's William.
It'd be nice, it's a great idea that we should all get together and figure this out. Why don't you, Jim Dingman, come to a LSB meeting? You haven't been to one LSB meeting, and you're an LSB member.
All right, so...
Well, as we know, there's a difficulty about that, Bill. I certainly have...
Somebody needs to mute their phone.
Chair, point of order.
Yes, what's your point of order, Janet? And everybody mute their phone.
So this section is for PNB directors to ask questions of LSB members, not for LSB members to ask questions of each other.
Okay, I'll rephrase that. This is William. I'd just like to point out that there are several people that don't come to LSB meetings, so we can't come to any kind of agreement on any kind of solution. If they come to the meeting, we're willing to listen.
Okay. Hello?
Hello?
Who is that?
Can I just say something as well?
Can I answer
too? Yes, who is that?
I'll be very quick. I'll be very quick.
I'm sorry, can you, point of order, Mr. Chair?
What's your point of order?
Who's the person speaking?
Yes, could you state your name when you speak? Because we don't know who is speaking.
Sharon Salam.
Okay, Sharon wanted to briefly respond, and then who was that, Martin?
R. Paul Martin, yeah.
Okay, could you all briefly respond to that? Okay, Sharon, yes.
Yes, at one point we had sent in, you all had asked us to present a sustainability plan. During that time, we came up with a couple of plans from the boards, and those plans were combined and presented. But no work has been able to be done on the plan at that time. But we have those plans, and you all have the plans. But since the other group, the other half, are not coming to the meetings, we are not able to get it a quorum so that we can present it so that it can be acted on. We're trying to put things in place, but it's just we're being handicapped by people who are not coming to the meeting. We want this station to be around for forever. We want to put everything in place so that it is sustainable. I see DAI in our future, and we want good programming that reflects the communities that are here in this metropolitan area, which are vast and need these types of programs. But we need to work things out so that we can start doing more things in terms of putting together our sustainability. And we have started in some ways. I think Berthold did start working on some aspects of the plan recently to get things moving. But we are trying to do what we can to save this station.
Okay. R. Martin.
Yes. Yes, it needs to be noted that the problem at BAI is cheating in the 2015 election, which this particular PNB is complicit in. You all voted to change the rules all of a sudden only for BAI. And so, yeah, it's really hypocritical for the PNB, as it's currently illegally constituted, to start saying, oh, you should be showing up and just doing what we want. And I'll point out that the last time we were at a meeting in January, before the meeting could be started, when I was just asking the question of who's going to be counted for this meeting, since the election results have just been announced, I was assaulted for that. So, hey, you know, cooperation sounds very nice on the phone, but in reality, we've got people cheating and people assaulting other people. And I object also to not having to excluding various LSB members from this call.
Okay.
Point of personal privilege, Mr. Chair.
What's your point of personal privilege?
Yes, I just heard that we cheat, that the PNB cheat. I'm very sorry, but that is not true. I think that we bent backwards
trying to accommodate WBAI people, and you are trying not to meddle in your own problems. It's during 8 years.
Point of order. This
your
is
response. I'm still, sorry, but I have the right because I was accused of something. Maybe you accept that, but I don't.
Okay, Bill.
No, I'm sorry.
Let's hear the point of order, and we'll get back to you. Bill, what's your point of order?
R. Paul didn't accuse anyone in particular. He was referring to the PNB collectively, and Adriana's. It was not pointed specifically at Adriana.
No, I think it's appropriate for any PNB member, since the charge is made to the whole PNB. Any one of them, if they want to declare personal privilege, they can respond to it. So, Adriana, you want to finish your comment?
Yes, thank you. It's exactly like I said before the interruption. We try to do everything in our power, and the answer is a lawsuit that keep costing the foundation thousands of dollars, and it's costing us to make a decision. We need to come to a decision. I understand that it's internal problems, but I think that you cannot accuse the PNB of cheating, and you cannot accuse us not to bend backwards, trying to see if there's any way that you can talk to each other. You reach the point that you are willing to lose your station because you are not willing to talk. This is very clear. Please drop the lawsuit tomorrow. If you want, I can go to New York, and some of us can go. If all of you meet in the same room and we really look for a solution, it's not time to keep talking and trying to blame. It's time for solutions, and you have it in your hands. Please reach for your heart. Keep your station. Keep the foundation. Drop the damn lawsuit and go all together and found a solution.
Okay. Janet.
Bill, point of personal privilege.
Jan Goodman, point of personal privilege.
Serene with a point of order. Janet, point of information.
Okay. Serene, what's your point of order?
The purpose of this session was not for us to show just how dysfunctional WBAI LSB members are. It was to get information. I think it is clear that that is not happening, and I would like us to move to the next agenda item. I believe we're out of time anyway. Janet, point of information.
What's your question, Janet?
Well, I was about to say that the adjournment time, we've reached the adjournment time or about to, and I would like to know if I can make a motion to extend. May I?
Yes.
And then
I have a point of information.
Okay, and then there is still a stack for the item that we were on, but my motion to would be to extend this item by 10 minutes and extend the meeting until 11:15.
I'm sorry. It's 11 o'clock. You want to extend? Are we out of time on this item, as I suspect?
Okay, let's not speak unless we're recognized. Okay.
That's the motion to extend, Jan Goodman.
I didn't hear. What was that?
Chair,
second the motion.
Point of order, Janet.
Second the motion to extend.
Point of order,
Jan Goodman.
Janet, what's
Janet,
your
point of? I just made a motion to extend.
That's what I'm trying
second.
To. That's
right.
Correct. And it's been.
And who seconded?
Jan Goodman.
Okay.
Oh.
Could you repeat that again, Janet? Could you repeat your motion to extend again?
Yes, to extend this item by 10 minutes. And extend the meeting until 11:15.
Okay. Is that and
point of information?
I'd like to see.
By 10, and what's your point of information, Adriana? What's your question?
For what I have now, 11:03. If we spend 10 minutes, this will be after voting 11:13. It means 2 minutes extra after this item. That's what you're asking.
All right, 11:20. How about 11:20?
Okay.
Doreen, with a point of information.
Doreen, what's your question?
What's actually left on the agenda, please?
Nothing.
Chair, do you want me to?
Yes, Janet, you want to respond?
Well, completing this item and then the PNB discussion and action items.
That's the 25 minute piece, right?
Oh, yes, right.
Okay. So I'd like to speak to Janet's
Well, that's not a debatable motion. The extension of time is not a debatable motion.
It's not debatable, but it is amendable.
You said you'd like to speak to it. Are you amending it? What's your amendment?
I had made a point of order as the first statement was a point of order before anybody else's point of information. Did you rule on my point of order that we were out of time for that item and should move on?
Somebody else made that point of order, and I ruled on that, and that's why we got this motion to extend.
No. I made that point of order, and you didn't respond. You simply called the next person in line.
I didn't hear that. You want to make an amendment or not?
I'm asking you to respond to my initial point of order.
I just responded. I didn't hear your point of order. I ruled on somebody else's point of order related to that.
But nobody else raised it. How is that possible?
Serene, do you want to make an amendment or not? Hello?
Yes, I would like to move that we continue this meeting with nothing else preceding the discussion about an LME, which is what people want to talk about.
Chair, point of order.
What's your point of order, Janet?
This is not an amendment to the motion to extend. This is a separate motion.
Yes, this is that's correct.
I'm sorry, may I speak to that?
Do you want to extend the time for a certain amount? You can only amend that motion.
Well, an extension of time is one to deal with how we close the meeting. An adjournment is also dealing with how we close the meeting. Why are they foreign to each other?
The question on the floor is, do you want to amend the extension of time? This is not a debatable motion.
No, I'll simply vote against it. Nothing's going to happen at 11 o'clock. And I don't know why people think that not discussing it is going to make it go away.
Okay, we need to go to the vote then.
I'd like to amend the motion.
Who is that?
Nancy.
What's your amendment, Nancy?
I'd like to extend the meeting until 11:30.
Okay. It's been amended to amend to 11:30, mm-hmm. And another 10 minutes on this item.
Yes.
Okay, Madam Secretary, is there any objection to that? Okay, there's no objection.
Yes, I object.
Okay, we're going to go to a vote on extending to 11:30 and added 10 minutes to this item that we're on. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Chair, was there a second for that?
Was there a second?
I'll second it. Janet is seconding it. All right. Aaron.
Abstain.
Alexander.
Pass.
Bethune.
Yes.
Yes. Brown.
Yes.
Yes. Castanave.
No.
No. Crozier.
Pass.
Goodman.
Yes.
Yes. Coburn votes yes. Novick.
No.
No. Patel Adams? Can't hear you.
I'm sorry.
Fishback.
I just joined. What are we voting on?
To extend the meeting until 11:30 and extend the item by 10 minutes.
Yes.
Pinchback. Can't hear you. Robert?
I have a point of information.
We're in the middle of a vote.
It's about, goodness, man.
Is your question related to the vote?
Obviously.
What's your question?
To the maker of the amendment, did you actually vote? Your proposal is to extend this item for 10 minutes and then the rest of the meeting to 11:30?
Yes.
Okay, I object. My vote is no. This item is dead. It's pointless.
Jordan.
Yes.
Yes. Shabanda.
Not on the call.
Okay. Alexander, you passed?
I'm going to vote no.
No. Crozier, you passed?
Yes.
Yes. One moment. So I have 7 yes, 4 no, 1 abstention. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair votes yes.
Yes, so this passes. Needs 2/3, and it got 2/3.
Okay.
What's the count, please?
The count is 8 yes, 4 no, 1 abstention.
Thank you.
Okay, we're now proceeding.
And Bill, point of personal privilege.
And Jan Goodman, point of personal privilege.
Yes, Bill, what's your personal privilege?
Well,
point of information first.
Is that? I can't. Michael?
Yes, I'm sorry. I thought that was on an amendment, and then it becomes added to the motion. We have
no, nobody, nobody objected to the amendment.
Yes, no one objected to the amendment.
That's not true. The vote was 8-4. What do you mean nobody objected? Four people clearly
objected.
No, could you let me respond?
Point of order.
Yes, Mike.
The objection was to the amendment, and we just voted on the amendment.
Oh, okay.
We still have to vote on the main motion to extend.
I agree.
We'll take a vote on the, as I understand it, this was the vote on her amendment, and now that's correct. We have to vote on the main. I assume there is an objection to the main motion, so we'll go and vote on the main motion as amended. The main motion is extended 5 minutes to 11:30 for the meeting. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Yes, Aaron. Aaron? Can't hear you. Alexander.
I'm sorry. I had a problem. What are we voting on again?
The amendment as the main motion.
No, the main motion as amended.
Same thing we just voted on.
All right, the main motion as amended.
Can you just describe what we're voting on?
Voting on basically the same thing as the amendment that was just passed. So the main motion was to extend the item by 10 minutes and until the meeting by until 11:20. The amendment changed the 11:20 to 11:30.
Sorry, no. Thank you.
Alexander votes no. Bethune.
Pass.
Brown.
Pass.
Casnave.
No.
No. Crozier.
Yes.
Yes. Goodman.
Yes.
Yes. Coburn votes yes. Novick.
No.
No. Patel Adams.
Yes.
Yes. Pinchback.
Yes.
Yes. Roberts.
No.
No. Sorden.
Yes.
Yes. Shabanda. Not on the call. Aaron, didn't hear you. Bethune, you passed?
No.
No. Brown, you passed?
No.
Yes.
Wait a minute.
Yes.
Who is that?
Ralph. He called my name.
No, I'm calling Brown.
No, she called
Brown.
And I said no.
Brown.
And then you
sorry.
Said yes.
Brown, yeah, Brown votes no.
I
These
said,
are just PNB,
yeah.
PNB directors who are...
Yes,
yeah.
I know, but when I heard my name,
okay,
I just...
Okay.
Sorry.
Got it. Okay. All right, one moment. Okay, I have 6 yes, 6 no, 0 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair votes yes.
Yes. 8 yes, 6 no, 0 abstention. This fails.
Okay. Then that concludes our meeting. We're out of time unless there's a motion to extend. But
that's what
that
we just did.
That was the motion to extend.
Well, we are adjourned then. Thank you all for your service. Thank our guests. Everybody for joining the meeting. Thank you all.
Good night.
All right.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night. Good night. Good night.